following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Bose Wave Music System is the gift that delights nearly anyone. Hear lifelike sound for CDs and radio. Connect your MP3 player or add the optional multi-CD changer for hours of uninterrupted music. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Ask about easy financing. Order the Wave Music System by January 2nd to save $50 and receive free shipping. The Bose Wave Music System, 1-800-611-1640.
Start working on your victory dance because you could win tickets for two to four BCS bowl games, including the national championship with VIP access and a 2012 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. To enter the Built Ford Tough Big Score, just visit Ford.com/Big Score. So bust a move, Mr. Happy Feet. Enter now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. You must be a legal U.S. resident, 21 or older. Offer ends 12/29/11. For official rules, go to www.ford.com/Big Score.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Three, six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program as we get ready for another Christmas break coming up this weekend. And no show on Monday because I guess they gave us the day off, so that's pretty cool. A lot of college football bowl games. Next week, high school basketball. Tonight, Kearney Lexington here on ESPN. Todd Ellis, the voice of South Carolina, going to join us. Sounds like, Daddy, they just lost one of their defensive assistants.
That, you know, sounds like from, you know, that's an interesting story going on. But Bo Pelini, is he looking at Penn State? That, you know, are we losing more people, Douglas? That's the talk around Husker camp. If you read the Lincoln paper, if you read the Omaha, if you read the Tom Chattel, if you read Steve Sipple, that was the headlines of the article. You know, South Carolina losing assistants. Is that good? Does that give you more hope if you're... No, because those players are all still there, and it looks like it's an uphill battle for Nebraska. Bo Pelini, do you think, has got something up his sleeve? With this much time to prepare, can you throw enough wrinkles at South Carolina?
Don't need wrinkles. Unless you're just there to go have fun, why would you need wrinkles? You've played 12 football games. This ain't the time you bring out wrinkles, unless you're just there trying to have fun or had something in your playbook that you haven't used this year. I mean, why would you use wrinkles? I think Nebraska man for man can match up with South Carolina.
Okay, well, just talking to the general fan, Douglas, you're one of the only few that feels that way.
What's the spread?
I understand what the spread is. Two and a half right now. Move from one to two the other way.
I guess I haven't heard that at all, Tone. I guess so. You were talking to different people than me, so I haven't heard that. I don't know who you're talking to. I guess different people than who I'm talking to. Everybody wants to know if we have a chance or if we can win the game. I haven't heard anybody coming up to me going, God, we got no chance against South Carolina.
Okay, well, I've heard that a lot. I've heard people think that we got an SEC team. People think that Nebraska had to play their best football game and hope for some help from South Carolina, turning over the ball, field position, things like that, to help Nebraska. We'll see what Todd Ellis thinks about it.
Well, what do you think? Has your opinion changed here in the last 5 minutes? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that Nebraska's going to have to play awfully well and probably have some help. I think it's an uphill battle. I think I'm surprised that the spread is only two. Let's be honest. Nebraska, have they looked overwhelmingly great lately? Do we crush Iowa in dominating fashion that you say, hey, we're right there? I mean, you got real questions going into this bowl season if you're a member of the Big Ten after last year, don't you?
We weren't in the Big Ten last year.
I'm just saying that's the perception out there across the country. Across the country is the SEC is here, number one, and somewhere down the pecking order at four or five seems to be the Big Ten. That's the perception.
So you think we're going to get beat? I don't think we're going to get beat.
Well, fair enough.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You seem mad at me because I disagree with you.
Not mad at you at all.
In fact, I don't get it at all. Todd Ellis is going to join us coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show here in our next break. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, is going to join us in studio as well. And Bo Pelini said after practice, he wasn't even the coach to speak after practice yesterday, but somewhere along the way somebody got him in a corner and he said, here's what the deal is. Okay, if you've missed it, folks, yesterday a tweet from columnist David Jones of the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania Patriot News, quote, Nebraska's Bo Pelini talked to people at Penn State but is not in the mix. I've heard from two highly placed sources, end quote. Pelini told Steve Sipple after practice, and Tom Chattel's reporting the same thing, that nobody from Penn State had approached him or his agent about the head coaching vacancy. Quote from Bo, you hear rumors, but no, there's been nothing, end quote. Tom Osborne, quote, I've not heard anything from anybody at Penn State, and Bo has not mentioned anything about Penn State to me. So there you go. And again, this is reading between the lines, and they could both be right. Bo Pelini says, right here, I have not heard anything from anybody at Penn State, and Bo has not mentioned anything about Penn State to me. You hear rumors, but no, there's been nothing. That could be true. That doesn't mean both of all those three quotes, Bo Pelini, when he was at Penn State or when he got back or in the bye week, might have picked up the phone and said, hey, you know, what do we got going on out there? Right deal, I'd be interested in looking at it. And then maybe he didn't hear back and nobody contacted Tom Osborne. And the tweet is also correct because Bo talked to people at Penn State, only maybe he initiated the conversation.
I mean, you can look at it another way and say maybe he didn't initiate the conversation. Maybe they called him and said, Bo, we respect your coaching ability. We want your opinion on who you think would be a good coach here. We know you're happy in Nebraska. That's fine. Who do you think?
Is he? That's the question. Is he?
Well, that's probably a better question for Bo. I mean,
well, and I'm going to be quite honest here. I went on that rampage earlier this year. Nebraska fan isn't doing Bo Pelini any favors. Not all, some. I mean, all the bitching that went on about every week this year. Oh, is Bo Pelini the guy for us? I've heard that numerous times. You talk about whether we can win this game. I keep hearing that. Well, is Bo Pelini the guy that can take us to the next level? Again, five programs out of 120 have won 9 games the last 5 years. 4 years. Only 5 programs. Yeah, let's get rid of him.
I've never once said get rid of Bo.
I
know, but
general fan out there.
You do hear that a lot. You do hear that a lot. And part of the problem is the general fan out there wants to feel like they're, whether they have a right to feel like they're close to program, whether they don't have that right to feel like they're close to program. The general fan out there wants Bo Pelini to stand in front of a podium and answer a question. And the general fan out there, Doug, thinks
we could have a 2-hour program, I guess, if that's the stance you want to take, and we would knock heads on this, because general fan needs to shut the hell up. General fan doesn't know anything about Division 1A football. They know zero.
That's fine.
Then who are they to question the head coach that they wanted here?
All the general fan, I think, is saying he's getting paid $3.2 million. Could he stand there and answer a question without being a jerk about it at times? That's the general fans. I'm just saying that's the general.
How much,
on the street.
How much did Mac Brown make? How many times did he stand in front of a podium and answer a general question that wasn't, hey, we're just glad to be here at this fundraising day. I love you, Texas. Pat, Nebraska, I love you. Love you, Nebraska. They got a good football team.
I'm saying, Doug, the general fan out there doesn't appreciate – that's Bo Pelini's personality. We've been over this before. The general fan out there wants to change his personality into Nick Saban. That's tossing up kids and taking pictures with moms. That's what the general fan wants from Bo Pelini. That's not Bo Pelini. It's not right or wrong with Bo Pelini. That's not Bo Pelini.
Wayne State football coach Paul Winters has turned down an offer to be the head football coach at the University of Akron and has signed an extension through 2016 to stay with the Warriors. According to the Detroit Free Press, Akron officials drove to Detroit on Sunday night to meet with Winters and offered him a contract. Now remember, Winters just had his team in Alabama Saturday afternoon playing for the national championship. He's barely back in town, and here's Akron at his door offering him a contract. So you're saying there were no negotiations in between. Winters thought about the Division I offer overnight, told Wayne State Athletic Director Monday morning he was staying with the team.
Got to be some surprise there, doesn't it, when you're a Division II coach? Obviously, the move to Division I, and let's be honest, there's a lot worse jobs out there than Akron.
Winners play.
Even though they've been terrible.
I don't know.
No, as someone who watches the Ohio sports landscape, yeah, being a Browns, there's not.
That'd
a
be
worse.
Bottom five of the 120 schools.
That's no, why, they're 119. 120
is okay. That's why I wanted to lead this.
Five wins, 5 years. I think
played. And Winters played at Akron and was an assistant there for 10 seasons until 2003 before taking the job at Wayne State. Wow. Akron used to be somewhat.
If you look back through their history in 25 years, they maybe have four winning seasons. Maybe.
Well, but they kind of strung them together there, didn't they?
Yeah, they're bad. I mean, I remember.
Well, they had Jerry Faust as a coach.
Exactly. Which gets you nothing. I know. Ask my father about that one. But, yeah, Jerry Faust, woo! There's a blast from the past Notre Dame guy.
What do you? It'd be 119 to you. Who be Buffalo? Better job or worse job in Akron?
It's in Buffalo. They got better wings, so I guess you got to take it. Akron doesn't have much to offer. I mean, honestly, if you look at the history of the Akron Zips football program, I think by far they have to be one of the losingest Division I programs.
Okay, they're one in 11.
That's just one. Just as you guys have opinions on the general fan, speaking as a general fan of college football and following the Zips.
Arkansas State.
God, I've never heard anybody say that. I follow the Zips.
Yeah, you got to look at the Zips. Zippy's one of the coolest sports mascots there is, if you've ever seen him up live and personal.
But I'm saying name recognition worse than Eastern
Michigan.
Think
about Michigan. Who Arkansas State just got. They just got Gus Malzahn, the brainchild of Auburn's national championship. Now, you want to talk about a shady deal, or what's really, you want to look into some casual college football fan. Why is Gus Malzahn taking the Arkansas State job?
Well, apparently there's some booster down there with a lot of money that must have enticed him.
Man.
No, I mean, wouldn't that be the logical answer? Because
but
what else would
from
there
Arkansas
be?
State, though, you couldn't even get to be of the level of a Boise or a even a, I mean, you'd always just be kind of beating your head on that one. So that's just an interesting move when you look at the coaching landscape as far as, and I was listening in, is if the casual Husker fan doesn't like Bo Pelini, who would they like? I mean, that's the thing about all these coaches getting fired and everything. There's not that, he would be next. He would be the next guy. There's not a lot of great coaching candidates out there right now. When you look at all the shuffling that's happened, in my opinion, when you look at the landscape of college football, there's not that guy out there. There's not that, you know, Urban Meyer who was at Utah, and Peterson's not leaving Boise type of thing. So it's very – I mean, who would you get to be the next Husker coach if he were to leave for Penn State?
It's just it. It's so psychotic. I can't believe it. I'm efforting this Akron. So.
And then what's Bo Pelini going to say? Yeah, I'm talking to Penn State. I mean, is that what the reporters are asking? I mean, of course he's going to deny. You can't, even if he's talked to the powers that be at Penn State, he's got to deny and lie. And then if he does leave and walks out of town, then everyone's like, well, he left. But you can't admit to that early from a coaching standpoint.
How many people did you talk to this offseason?
None.
Liar.
None. Exactly.
Your pants just combusted.
It's when you hire as a coach, it's under rule 101. You don't ever talk about the next job for fear of what the repercussions at your current job would be. Okay. What was it, Boston College? Who was the guy at Boston College?
Jagodinski. Yeah. Jagodinski. We just talked about him yesterday. He hasn't got a sniff since.
Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about, well, I'm just thinking about looking into this. Bye. I mean, that's why, what's Bo going to, I mean.
What's this guy from Pittsburgh, Graham, that went to Arizona State?
Yeah.
How about Steve? Todd Graham says, Steve Peterson says, no, you're really not, we really don't want you talking to Arizona State. He says, well, that's fine. I quit.
Yeah.
Arizona State, I'm yours.
Well, yeah, I mean.
If you know you're locked up like that, you can do that.
Right. Exactly. You can pull. If you already know you're in at one place, then you have the ability. I mean, I think Graham just realized who Peterson was and didn't want anything to do with him.
I mean, I'm just going through the conference that Arkansas State, Middle Tennessee, Florida Atlantic, what's that conference?
Sunbelt.
I mean, I'm just looking at Akron's a bigger name than Western Kentucky, isn't it?
No.
No? Right now, Daddy, I finally found what I'm looking for here. 120 teams, Phil Steele, the number one most respected guy when it comes to college football, preseason magazines, publications, and throughout the year. His 120, number one, Alabama, Oklahoma, Oregon, Boise State, LSU. He had Nebraska 10th. The bottom five teams, I'll even give 10 of them. 110 was UNLV. We're going down. North Texas. Louisiana, which I believe is Louisiana Lafayette, right?
North Texas, the old Iowa State coach. McCartney's there.
Ball State. Western Kentucky. We're descending now.
Okay.
Bowling Green. Memphis is 116th. Now, this is of teams that were supposed to be good, right, not places to coach. Florida Atlantic. Congratulations, Carl Pelini. You are 117. Buffalo, 118. Eastern Michigan, 119, and the worst team coming into this year, the Zips of Akron, at number 100.
Thank you very much. Pick up my magazine next year, coming to newsstands. College football expert.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. I didn't realize it was that. Eastern Michigan, by the way, 6-6 on the year. Give me those other two. Give me another couple teams down there. Buffalo. Buffalo finished this season 3-9.
They're bad.
Akron's the worst.
Well, I don't know why.
Louisiana Monroe.
Why would you go there? And again, stepping up from Division II to going into a Division I program, and it's your alma mater, that would be tough to turn down. So how bad must it be for him to turn that down? Because how much hotter is it ever going to be for Paul Winters?
Oh.
I mean, Wayne State's not going to the national finals again.
No, that was my point earlier before the show. I said, you know, they lost three games going into the playoffs, got on a really hot streak, great for them. They ran the table getting to the national final game. You have three losses again. First of all, you may never make the playoffs with three losses again. Second of all, you're never going to go on a run like that, get people back if they're healthy and go on a run like that. I didn't think Akron. I'll be honest with you. If I would look at Akron and go, if Turner Gill could do it at Buffalo as a coach with some confidence that's done some good things, I guess I would think I could do it at Akron.
Well, we have been talking about this the last couple of days, and we welcome in. We'll ask Todd Ellis. He's the voice of the South Carolina Gamecocks, who hasn't got to hear the last 10 minutes of gibberish that we do so well on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Todd, where is the worst program in Division I football?
I don't know. The only thing I know is I'm glad it's not in South Carolina.
Well, there's been some lead times there. We have voted it as Akron because a Division II coach just turned down his alma mater to go to Akron. That must be pretty bad.
Yeah, you know, the Zips, man, have not been in that boat. They've had some good teams up there and some pretty good athletes at times, but I think they're suffering now. I think parity's gotten to a lot of programs, and certainly I think that the fact that everybody's on television, just about everybody goes to a bowl game, everybody has got a chance in Division I to shine and have athletes. It's creating some interesting times in our programs with the NCAA and the BCS and where these programs might be going, and for that matter, where the NCAA may be going over the next couple of years is going to be interesting. So much money involved. Nobody's really hit on the antitrust issues that may be involved, and I think some good, smart trial lawyers are going to come around and bust this thing up over the next couple of years.
Todd, do you think this whole parity thing is one of the main reasons South Carolina is finally starting to win some football games? You've got, obviously, a quality coach, but what helped turn the tide there with the Gamecocks?
Well, there's no question. I mean, the only thing we're a small state, obviously. We're a rural state. We got a lot of good football coaches in the high school level, but just not a lot of people. So we've had to go outside for the most part and get a lot of recruiting in the past. Now we've stepped it up and pretty much beaten Clemson the last couple of years at recruiting in-state and most of the guys in surrounding areas. And Coach Spurrier's done an excellent job in Florida. And we've just gotten better players, guys. That's what it's all about. I mean, we've got a front four that could play with anybody in the country. And, you know, it's you're in the South. Generally, you're going to have good skill players and running backs and wide receivers. We do that in some corners. It's been that we could not compete with the offense and defensive lines in the Southeastern Conference, and we've just done a better job recruiting them. That's how we've turned the corner there.
Todd, go back for me a minute. When you bring up the antitrust and getting the lawyers involved, what good, with as much money as involved with football at the college level, what good is the NCAA at all?
Yeah, that's the real question right now, particularly when they are – granted, they say they give a ton of money back. I mean, most of the money, 90% of it or more, goes back to the institutions. But when you've got a compliance office that is struggling to keep up with the growing needs and growing pressures of, quote, amateur athletics, end quote, then what good are they doing? I mean, the conferences are really the power brokers in this entire thing. I see us going to five or six major conferences, having a small playoff system in Division I. And doing away with the NCAA and they're policed by the conferences under, you know, similar or the exact same rules with regards to eligibility. You know, I got a real problem as a lawyer with a group like the NCAA that says, okay, we're all for the student athletes and everyone has an opportunity, but then you have a subcontractor in the BCS that says, okay, I'm going to give this group of people automatic bids, no matter how you do, no matter how your conference is this year or not. You've got an automatic bid and play in the championship, which is worth $13 million a game compared to somebody else who's got a non-BCS school. And then the other ones, you guys might be eligible. The reason the NCAA basketball tournament has never been tested is because everybody's got a shot. You win your conference, you're going. They don't exclude anyone. And I think that's what's different in the BCS, and I think that's what makes it vulnerable.
Very, very true. Todd Ellis joins us. He's a former quarterback for the South Carolina Gamecocks and now the voice of the South Carolina Gamecocks. You've got an interesting history with Nebraska. You got to face them a couple times in the mid to late 80s.
Those sons of guns. Yeah. No, I tell you what. I was talking to our athletics director, Eric Hyman, last night, and I said, this is one of those series that brings me great joy and great pain at the same time, because it was two fantastic ball games in 1986 and 87, but two games in which we should have won. Now, there's a lot of people that played Nebraska over the years that have said that about playing the Cornhuskers potentially. Good teams find a way to win at the end, and they did. But we were as talented in many ways. In 1986, they come down here on a 90-degree day in September. Danny Noonan, their All-American nose guard, he's about to fall out. We got the run and shoot. Nobody's really seen it much. We're kind of throwing it all over the field, and I'm a redshirt freshman. And we fumble a little third down play that would have just moved the chains. They come back and score late, and then I'm going down to drive to try to win it and throw a pick inside the 20-yard line in 1986. We lose that game at Williams-Brice and then go up to Lincoln in 87 with a really good team. I think we were up 23-10 or something like that at one point in the ball game, or 21-10, I think it was, and we knocked Steve Taylor out of the game. And they went back to this guy as his backup, and all they did was run the dive, and they went 90 yards on us to beat us. And I tell you, the reason it's sweet is because I have the greatest respect for the Nebraska fans who truly know and appreciate good football. They were very accommodating to my family. My family still talks about it's the best road trip they ever took, and I played 4 years at Carolina, so they went to a lot of away games, and so I have great respect for the program, but just remember those painful losses.
Well, it's interesting. The backup quarterback, I believe, is Cleet Blakeman. We're told, is that a name that rings a bell?
Now an NFL referee.
It really does not. All I wanted to do was just go out there and tackle him myself because they ran like two plays. I mean, you know, with Taylor, who was a hell of an athlete, we got this blitz situation from Joe Lee Dunn. He's coming from all angles. Where Nebraska's trying to be cute and they're play action and rolling him out, he's getting pounded. And they, when they had to go away from him, they just went back to what they did and probably should have been doing the whole time and took it 90 yards on it. It was I can just remember them 4 yards after 4 yards and it just being painful knowing they were going to go down the field and probably score on us to win late in the game.
Well, he's now an NFL official, so you can see he's a white hat on Sundays, Cleet Blakeman. He holds a special place in your heart.
Well, now another reason not to like him. He's an official. No, I joke, but I remember those days well.
It was Cleet Blakeman. His passing line in that game, 1 for 1, 8 yards. We're talking
about time. If I remember, that was probably tipped and hit twice and then finally completed.
For all of
he didn't do anything but step to the right and run the option left or right. I mean, that was it. But he did the job. That's what they probably should have been doing.
Todd Ellis, he is the voice of the South Carolina Gamecocks. Of course, Nebraska's opponent in the Capital One Bowl. Nebraska finishing up their last practice just a little bit ago in Lincoln, take 5 days off, and then fly down on the 26th. And speaking of Ellis, it looks like an Ellis is leaving South Carolina. The news this morning that Ellis Johnson is going to be the new head coach at Southern Miss.
Yes, and good for Ellis and his wife Caroline, who I've known for a long time. He's wanting to get back and be a head coach again. He's one of the most respected defensive coordinators in America. He was a head coach at the Citadel. He spent some time as an assistant at Southern Miss. And at 60 years old, he's going to be a head coach. You know, you just don't have those chances very often. He's actually probably going to take a pay cut to be the head coach there, considering what he was making in the $750,000 at South Carolina, and to go do that. And what are you going to say to a guy that wants to do that? Nothing. I have the greatest respect for him. I'm pleased for he and his family. And we're not happy about it. Don't get me wrong. We'd like to have seen him stay here, but I totally understand it from a professional standpoint and someone who's got goals in their lives. And Ellis will do a great job there.
Any word on whether he will remain with the team through the bowl game or not?
I haven't talked to him, but Coach Furrier had some conversations about with him if he got the job to remain through. I would think it's fairly close now that I think he will, but that's just my gut feeling. I do not know that.
Todd, let's get a little bit to football before we run out of time here as far as the Capital One Bowl. And as we do that, it all starts with Steve Spurrier. No doubt he is the face of this program. What's it like to work day in and day out with this guy who it's hard to believe that he's up in his mid-60s already?
Yeah, the HBC doesn't seem like it at all. He's still the head ball coach. He says exactly what's on his mind. It's always good radio. It's always good television. It's fun to be around. Sometimes it's biting. Believe me, I'm not immune from getting his licks as well. But it's always entertaining, and it's just fun to do it because you know he really is deadly honest, and he can't help himself but say what's on his mind. And obviously, you guys are around enough football coaches. That's mostly not the case. It's usually some kind of mind numbing talk that you hear over and over again. So I enjoy being with that. He's respectful. He's a football guy. We draw on napkins. We talk about quarterback play and mechanics, and he's still into that as much as anything. I think, guys, he is the oldest guy, head coach, calling plays in Division I or in pro football. We can't find anybody else older than him that's still calling his own plays, and I think that's a tribute to him. And as you say, he's really why he's a legend in the game.
Todd, how was this football team able to overcome, and for different reasons, the loss of a starting quarterback and a starting running back and still find a way to win 10 football games?
Yeah, I'm really surprised, particularly with Marcus Lattimore, as we did not perform well a year ago when he was out with a couple of nicks and injuries, and I thought that was a major concern. The biggest thing is we had a kid who was fifth on our depth chart from right here in Blythewood, South Carolina, as a running back spot, who turned out to be incredibly versatile. He's like the Matt Forte of college football. He can catch, he can block. He didn't have deer in the headlight look when he put him in there as a true freshman, and he came in and just did a fantastic job of filling in for Marcus Lattimore. And then the other thing is that Connor Shaw had been training for a long time under Steve Spurrier and surprised us a little bit with his abilities when he got in there. But he did a great job at the quarterback position. He's a fantastic runner of the football, and actually throws a beautiful football. His problem's a little bit of size. He's truly only about 6 foot, and that's tough to throw in this league a lot from the pocket. But he's a very good player, And he's just done a great job of competing and bringing the team along.
Okay, who held the team together, though, when Garcia is gotten rid of or excused or whatever you want to say?
Yeah, you know, I think it's like, you know, it's a business that's taken a couple of licks, and by the time something falls off or personnel does, if you've seen it enough or you've worried about it enough, it doesn't impact you. And that's the feeling I got. I mean, Steven certainly had numerous chances to pull his own bootstraps up and stay here at the University of South Carolina. I have respect for him because he actually worked hard to do that on many occasions. But at the end of the day, he couldn't do it. And I think the teammates, unlike teams in the past at South Carolina, were confident enough that they could overcome that and that other players were there and that the depth chart and it was there. And I would think T.C. Campbell, one of our offensive guards, was a big part of that. Rodney Polk, a senior linebacker, was a big part of that. And then this coaching staff, Coach Spurrier's just kind of always been the guy, okay, let's give the next guy a chance. And he doesn't make a big deal about it, so the players don't make a big deal about it.
Former quarterback for the South Carolina Gamecocks, Todd Ellis, now play-by-play man for the South Carolina Gamecocks, joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Biggest concern for South Carolina folks that are heading into this football game, what concerns you about Nebraska the most?
Balance on offense. I think Nebraska can show if they get hot a little bit throwing the ball, they are incredibly tough to defend. And I would say that both these defenses are athletic. I think it's going to be tough to score on them. And I think balance is what worries the defense for the Gamecocks. If Martinez and that crowd get going where they're running the football 3 and 4 yards a pop and then throwing it reasonably successfully, we know that it's going to be a dogfight.
Todd, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We look forward to a great football game, and I know that everything we talked about at day one after Coach Spurrier kind of hit on it a lot in his press conference, this really seems to be a big game for South Carolina because they desperately want to get win number 11 because it's never been done.
Yeah, I think obviously Nebraska's been there, done that before in some ways. I know they haven't played well in bowl games as of recently, but this truly is a mark for the Gamecock program to win 11 and to frankly play better than we played under Coach Spurrier in the bowl games is a big part of it. So I think Nebraska needs to be ready. I would be suspect that Carolina will be motivated.
As Coach finally said, Dad Gummit, quit asking me about that 96 National Championship game. That was Florida. I don't care.
I actually called that game from the sidelines for CBS. That shows how old I'm getting as well. I played 20 years ago, and then I was there at that game working for CBS Radio. So I've got ties back a long time to the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
9,953 passing yards, number one in Gamecock. Why not 47 more, Todd? Couldn't you muster 47 to get to 10,000?
Well, I would have, but NC State fell on my knee. That was the sixth game of my senior season. I know people ask me about that all the time. What would have been like to throw for 10,000 yards? And so, no, I had to end my career. I played 42 games without an injury and then went out. So that's what happened.
One of the greats in Gamecock history, and now he follows one hot football team right now in South Carolina. Todd, it was a pleasure speaking with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and we'll see you January 2nd.
Great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Ellis. There you go. So that would make who? Todd Ellis is to South Carolina as Tommy Frazier is to Nebraska?
Got
I'm
it.
Not just talking about the leading passer.
Well, I got you, but as popular as Todd Ellis would be.
Because you don't want to talk about Turner Gill anymore. We are here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Damon Day is going to join us in just a moment, talk a little baseball. Plus, Bo Pelini has made some more comments after this morning's practice, but the folks at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Chevrolet Buick Cadillac would like to extend the holiday savings to all of their future and present customers. With everything going on this holiday season, they'd like your decisions to be a little easier with their hassle-free pricing. Just the best price on every vehicle every day, clearly marked on the window of every vehicle or on their net webpage, thinkmidway.com. There are so many great deals going on right now at Midway, they couldn't even put them all out for you. You'll just have to investigate them yourself at thinkmidway.com or stop by today. Remember, these deals won't be around for long, so you need to hurry in today to take advantage of the discounts at your Midway Auto Dealership. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Jay Farner here. Happy holidays from Quicken Loans. For the second year in a row, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction in primary mortgage origination. Interest rates are still historically low. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 866-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl on ESPN Radio.
Trouble throws back. Touchdown!
TCU heads to San Diego, averaging over 41 points per game, a 10-2 record, and winners of the Mountain West. They'll face Louisiana Tech, winners of five straight, and the Western Athletic Conference.
To the five! Touchdown!
The San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
TCU and Louisiana Tech, Wednesday night here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sun possible later on today, with high temperatures around 33. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near 19. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, folks, all of the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Check them out on Facebook. There are one on the north side, one on the south side of town in Kearney, two locations. Last night, I was able to pick up a little Burger King on the way in from some basketball. Pretty good. Tried the new fries. New fries. This must be the new thing. The thicker fry and sea salt. They're good. They're, you know.
Well, thumbs up.
Yeah. I think I can say this. They're way better than the ones they used to have. I think that's fair. So that's improvement. That's improvement for you. They're at BK. Well, love the burgers. Love the chicken sandwich. Put some cheese on there. I'm not a mayo guy, but I love, you know, folks love that. Oh, chicken sandwich. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Damon Day. We always, at some time in December or January, talk baseball. Because it's camp time.
Yep.
We figured out Akron is not very good.
Nope. I may quit my day job and become a NCAA football analyst.
God, I forgot. I mean, you just forget. Todd Ellis was the quarterback right when I was in college for South Carolina when we were playing those guys. Unbelievable. What do we got going on? And Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you guys. I figured I better get in here before the end of the year. You know, we got a camp going on in Grand Island at their community event center. They have an awesome indoor community event center, so it kind of makes sense for a winter camp to use their facilities as far as indoor-wise. And so we're going to go out to GI and put on a camp Tuesday, December the 27th. There's a kids' skills camp in the morning, and then throughout the entire day there's a high school camp, exposure skills camp, kind of a way for kids who are interested in maybe attending UNK or trying to get in front of the coaching staff type of thing, a way to come out and get involved and get in front of the UNK coaches as far as, and there'll be some other coaches there from some NAIA schools and some local schools. So Tuesday, December 27th, both brochures are on the website, and you can go to lopers.com and kind of look into all that. So, you know, just ending up the year and, you know, finishing up renovations up at Memorial. We're redoing the locker room right now, my carpeting.
Is the infield all done?
No. Infield's hopefully be delivered sometime here in the 1st of January, and we'll get that down and get that ready to roll for our season before, you know, before the hopefully the snow stays away. But, you know, not really concerned about the turf. We kind of knew that this was something that might happen with the weather the way it is and needed a big window to get it all finished. So hopefully we'll get that done here sooner rather than later.
This is kind of the camp season for baseball. There's not a real good time for baseball camps with school going on 9 months out of the year and the
holiday
baseball season kind of being the other 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, we try to take advantage of that moratorium type of thing, and really this is it, because come springtime, we're playing. Come summertime, the kids are playing. Who can really go to a camp and leave their team behind? So, you know, it's that time of year, and so we're going to have these camps over in GI, and we're excited about it. We got some good numbers already, but I figured, you know, we don't market our camps, you know, too broadly. You know, it's kind of, baseball's one of those niche things. Who's thinking about baseball in December? So kids who really are interested in our program kind of follow our website traffic. And so it's a good time for us. And then, you know, 2 weeks from there, then our guys get back and we're under the gun. So we got to get some things finished up at Memorial. Like I said, we're kind of renovating the locker room area. Bruce Furniture was nice enough to donate the carpet for that endeavor. So we're ever in debt to the community to support us. And the old hitting facility is getting a facelift, so it's been a crazy time up there at the field. The facility's getting them all set to go for the year.
As we transition into the MIAA, this facility obviously sets itself apart from a lot of facilities out there. It will rank right up with who in the MIAA?
It'll probably be top two or three. Central Missouri and Emporia State. So I think Central Mo's four right now, and Emporia State's going to be six in the national rankings. I think preseason top 25 will come out here shortly. I think six or seven MIAA schools will be in the mix going into that new conference in 2013. So,
we've still got RMAC scheduled.
Yeah, we still got RMAC for 2012. But looking forward, our facility is something that's going to help us. It's going to help us not only get a better recruit, get a better player, but just give us the opportunity to host more events.
Damon Day, head baseball coach at UNK, joins us here on the show tomorrow on our Loper Link. Athletic director John McBride will be joining us in studio. Also tomorrow on the show, we'll talk to the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College. I look at the schedule. You've already got some MIAAs on there in Emporia and Missouri Western. Before you even play a home game, you got the Huskers on there again. So before you get rolling home in March, you're going to know a little bit about your baseball team.
Without a doubt, you know, we've always gone off and played some early season competition, and we're excited. That's why we threw Emporia State on there. Coach Finelli does a phenomenal job. They've been in the nation's top 10 for, I think, the last 4 or 5 years. And for us, it was kind of it's going to be a good gauge to see where we're at. I mean, they're probably one of the top one or two best teams in the MIAA. And I wanted to kind of see. We played Missouri Western last year and beat them once, lost to them once, and they finished third in their league, or fourth in their league, excuse me. So, you know, we got to see what the MIAA is about. You know, from a standpoint, a lot of people may think that we're just showing up and going to the MIAA. But as a baseball program, we've been preparing for this move since it was announced. And that's why you see our schedule definitely changing from a westward location now to trying to get those teams more eastern and southern that we're going to be playing against in the future. So it's definitely a nice time to enjoy some holidays, but definitely that the spring season is not far off.
Okay, we'll hit the camp information one more time. But first, in the RMAC, who's going to be contending for the title other than you guys?
Mesa State brought in 93 guys this fall and cut down to 30. So I have a feeling they're pretty loaded. So I'm going to be in there. And we got to go to their place. And the fact that we ended their season last year, I'm pretty excited about that weekend series. It's over Easter. It's going to be out there. That's one thing I am definitely going to miss about the RMAC, because in the last 3 or 4 years, us and Mesa State have butted some heads. And I'm going to miss that rivalry. That was when we first got going and started to do some things successfully, it was us and Pueblo. But over the last two or three years, it's kind of been us and Mesa really butting heads. And so I'm going to miss playing Coach Hanks. And I'm going to miss going to Sapluzio. That's where the division, Junior College World Series is at. And that's just a great stadium to play in. So,
you do have non-conference games, right?
No. No, let's join a new conference with 15 baseball schools.
Good. Nothing.
Well, there's like four. So we'll play one three-game set, and then we'll play the Huskers, and then we'll play 46 conference games. And we open up on February the 22nd next year at home against Lincoln University.
Yeah, you do.
All right, exactly. All right, exactly. So,
although last year we could have. Let's take a look at the Dead Popper inbox. Scott says, how will the scholarship ratio affect the move to the MIAA on a competitive note?
I didn't understand kind of the ratio question, but basically we're not we haven't had any scholarship money, and we're going to continue to be successful without it, and we're just going to do our thing. I mean, it's one of those situations to where we don't have a lot of money, and we just it's something that you just live with. You can't complain about it. You can't beat your head up against the wall about it. You can't shake your fist at the mountains and scream for more. You can't go to the money tree and get it. So we are not anticipating a huge bump in scholarship funds as we move, but I'm sure as we get going and people get more supportive of it from a private standpoint, then our scholarship level is going to raise. And so to me, scholarships are important, but it's not a reason why you win or lose.
What about MIAA versus RMAC, I guess, maybe is what he's looking
at. We're going up against probably 7 to 8, maybe 10 fully funded baseball programs. Where in the RMAC, we went up against 5.
And fully funded is how many scholarships?
9.2.
And you get?
I don't even know the number.
I mean, it's like 1.7.
You know what? We get enough to
Am
get
I close?
Good. We get enough good players in with what we got, so we're happy. You know, we always need more, but it's not a crutch that we use as far as the standpoint of you need it. You gotta get kids who compete.
If you gotta go to Australia, you'll go to Australia. You're not afraid to.
Yeah. You know, that's probably the one mistake. I mean, I should have had to go, you got to go take a look at him. You know, I should have went and take a look at him. So, no, the MIAA is the best of the best. I ran into a gentleman this weekend at the barbershop and that's where we have to do a great job of educating the average Loper fan into how big of a deal this move is. I mean, this is the biggest of the big for us. We're going from the mid-major to the best of the best conference. And when you look at the sports across the board from a football, football, we're going from playing in the Ohio Valley to playing in the SEC. I mean, that's the best way to put it. And baseball, we're going from the Missouri Valley, probably going to play in the Pac-10 or the SEC type of thing. And so it's an exciting challenge from a coaching standpoint. It's an exciting time as an athletic department. And I know I'm excited to go see what we can do.
And, Damon, one more time, the main reason, because we'll talk baseball when we actually have the sunshine again. But you got camps going on next week. I'll remind the folks one more time.
Tuesday in Grand Island. Go to lopers.com. It'll be Tuesday in Grand Island. We've got some youth camps going on as well, some high school camps going on. And we got that end of it going. And then in January, we do have our Upper Deck Club banquet the 28th, which is our major fundraiser for all that good stuff. So
January 28th.
Yep, January 28th for that one, which I'll be back on to pedal that one.
I got a question. I guess a couple questions have come in for you. Your thoughts on Central Missouri?
As far as what do I think of Central Missouri?
Yeah, I guess.
I think Coach Myers does a phenomenal job at the University of Central Missouri, and I'm looking forward to playing against them.
And how will Stanford do in its bowl game?
How will Stanford do in its bowl game? Which Stanford?
Well, I assume that's Stanford and Oklahoma State.
Oh, I thought it was NCAA football 2012 Stanford.
Oh.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, see, that's where we're going. All right. Okay.
No, so,
there you go.
Yeah.
All right. Damon, hey, thanks always for everything you do for us. And
thank you guys.
Work, man.
Thank you guys for covering us and taking care of the Lopers the way you do. And have a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holidays, guys.
We will. He mentioned Bruce Furniture helped donated the carpeting up to the facility. Bruce Furniture can take care of you this holiday season as well.
No doubt about it. And they want to make sure it's just right for you. That's why they'll deliver it. They'll take away the old stuff. They'll replace it with the new stuff. Uh-oh, mom's not happy. Wants a different color. That's fine. They'll go take it back and bring what color mom wants. They They want to make it just right for you. Bruce Furniture, receive free in-home interior design service. There's no purchase necessary. Stop down, check them out. They got four locations, Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, out west. Maybe you're just looking to drive somewhere this afternoon. Maybe you want to check them out in Alliance. Go ahead. That's fine. They'll haul it off for you. That doesn't get any better than that. Dad's complaining, we're going to replace this furniture. I'm sick of hauling. They'll do it for you. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Let them take care of the heavy lifting. You want it delivered today? That's what you desire. That's what you'll get. Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Kearney, Holdridge, Hastings, and Alliance.
We'll hear from Bo Pelini what he had to say after this morning's practice right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Mike and Mike here to remind you, SodaStream makes a great gift for the entire family. You can buy one gift, it'll delight everyone in the household.
Make great-tasting soda at home in less than 30 seconds. No more lugging home 2-liter bottles. No more worrying about tossing away empty bottles. Save money every time you use it. Just 25 cents per can and no more flat, wasted soda down the drain. SodaStream home soda makers are the size of a small coffee maker and come in several different styles and colors. Very simple to use. There are over 50 regular and diet flavors, all your favorites, even energy drink, and the new all-natural flavors made with cane sugar. Plus, you can make sparkling water for a fraction of the cost. And all the flavors are made without high fructose, corn syrup, or aspartame.
You can buy everything you need not only at local retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond and Macy's, but at most mass retailers in your area as well. Just visit SodaStream.com to find stores near you. SodaStream, a smarter way to enjoy soda. Incredibly easy to use and save a lot of money. Look it up, SodaStream.com.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armor Coatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armor Coatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armor Coatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see lingering cloud cover and some breaks of sun possible later on today with high temperatures around 33. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near 19. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I hope you had us at the top of the program. Not only did we talk to Damon Day, but Todd Ellis, the voice and all-time leading passer at South Carolina, now the voice of the Gamecocks. General Husker fans are idiots if Daddy is right. Bo has one true negative, and that is we always seem to lose one game that shouldn't be close. But I hope Bo stays for a long time and has a long career at Nebraska. Well, I don't know if he has just one true negative, but I guess that depends on who you talk to. Obviously, you say the negative is his inability to communicate with the fans. There you go.
Well, I think that I just think you hear that out on the street. And you're right. Maybe the fan doesn't have the right to be a part and to have his nose into Husker football. I think at times the Husker fans want to see a more politician-like coach. And we don't get that with Bo Pelini.
They want to see Tom Osborne?
Well, they. I don't know. That he was here a long time. You're not going to change Bo Pelini's personality. It's not going to happen. It's not going to change any of the great and things that look what's cooking either, Doug. Perfect opportunity. There's still a few days of shopping left. Check it out. I went and picked my stuff up. The gift wrapped for me yesterday. Folks, if you're looking for stocking stuffers, if you're looking for anything, if you're looking for a whole 10-piece all-clad cookware, they've got that. If you're looking for a frying pan that separates itself from any other frying pans out there, check it out. Look what's cooking. They're waiting for you. Mike and the gang, I'm telling you, 110-foot wall full of every gadget available. Cookie sheets, cookie cake pans, brownie pans, cooking racks, cookie press, cookie cutters, everything you can imagine.
And it's not just cookies.
No, you can go crazy. You get rolling... Who gets a rolling pin with
ladles,
balls? A rolling pin with freaking
steel.
Ball bearings in it? That's pretty cool. Everything's ball bearings and a freeze down there as well, just like on Fletch. Look what's cooking. Mike and the gang are waiting for you.
Here's what we are hearing out of practice today, and this comes from Husker Online. This comes from the Journal Star. Quote, the irresponsible reports that are going on out there aren't true. I have not interviewed for Penn State, and I'm not saying any more on that. End quote. Mike Caputo, quote, hopefully I'll make a decision on Caputo here in the next couple days. This thing has become a little bit more clear. I have a pretty decent idea of what I'm going to do, but I want to let things play out a little bit over the next couple of days so I have all the information needed to make the right decision. On Eric Martin. Eric Martin will play in the game. He's being disciplined internally. His situation wasn't a big deal, a situation where I think he learned from it. Kind of a fender bender in the parking lot. He was grocery shopping, but because of the situation that came up, he will be disciplined for it. He'll lose some time down at the bowl game as far as some extracurricular activities, some things that are going on, events, and that type of thing. But other than that, he'll be fully ready to go play in the game, end quote.
Well, there you have it. Caputo's got to be going to play. If he's let it go this long, doesn't it?
Well, I'm thinking he's maybe the finalization of what they're actually going to charge him with and how it all comes out here as far as the legal part. That must be what he's waiting for, at least I hope so. Also, Pelini was asked a follow-up about past speculation that has attached his name as a potential candidate for other jobs like Miami of Florida and Ohio State. Pelini said, quote, there's all kinds of speculation all the time. I don't address all those rumors and irresponsible reports that are going on. If I addressed every opening that was going on in the country, I wouldn't do anything else. So whatever. I'm not addressing every single situation. I don't do it. I shouldn't have to do it. And that's the last meeting Bo will have with the press in Lincoln until the spring game. Spring practice.
And then, obviously, get a few days off. The kids will head home right now. I'm sure they're all taking off this week for 4 or 5 days. Boom, they're back in Lincoln, and then their bowl preparation week begins.
So there you go. That is what Bo Pelini had to say today. And what we have to say is we're going to wrap things up with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. It's coming up right after this.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center to save big on all Michelin and Bridgestone tires with an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on 4 qualifying Michelin tires. Plus, get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 1-3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
Only half the appeal of the game is the action. The other half is opinion.
Can I switch gears to baseball real quick?
And that's a fact. Log on to ESPNSuperstation.com for the Auto Tech Specialist Hot Topic poll question of the day. Cast your vote. Friend us on Facebook. Tell us more of what you think. The ATS Hot Topic poll brought to you on ESPNSuperstation.com by ATS Auto Tech Specialist, 901 East 25th Street. 12-month guarantee on most repairs. Safety inspection free with any service. Log on to ATSAutoCarRepair.com for a special offer.
Cover and some breaks of sun possible later on today with high temperatures around 33. North winds will stay at 5 to 10. Skies turn partly cloudy tonight with a low near 19. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 27.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, every Tuesday night, and that is what this happens to be, a Tuesday, come into the Chicken Coop in Kearney or Grand Island for Wing Basket Night. Every Tuesday, just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Every Tuesday night, you can get them hot, you can get them sweet, maybe get a little zing or zip, which would be a little bit more of what we're talking about today. Only $5. Maybe you get a couple of baskets.
Oh, Akron's a zip.
$10.
You go.
You get a couple baskets, that's $10. Maybe it's you and three buddies. That's four baskets. That's $20. You get four different wing flavors. It's all for you every Tuesday night in Grand Island and Kearney at the Chicken Coop. But they're open every day of the week. They wish you a very Merry Christmas. It's bowl season. Don't forget to come on in and watch all the great bowl games with them at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Daddy, I don't even know. Did we miss a whole lot here? We haven't got a whole lot of what else is going on in the world of sports. Ohio State is supposed to find out at 2 o'clock today the NCAA findings on what will happen with them. Now, remember, they have already offered to vacate the 2010 season, return their share of bowl money, be on probation, and have minor recruiting restrictions. We find out today if the NCAA has added to that for Tattoo Gate.
I would think that would be plenty, but who knows with the NCAA? Probably the death penalty.
UNK football team finished 10th in the final Division II poll.
Well, it's tough. It's tough to argue with that, how they got beat.
UNO men held Hastings to 28% shooting last night, beat them 82-49. The Hastings women, a 68-64 win over 12th-ranked Kansas Wesleyan. Hastings women are off until they head out to the Biola Classic in La Miranda, California. That's not a bad gig. While the men go to Columbia, Missouri.
Perfect. It's time.
Quinston Riggins, the RMAC player of the week. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Husker men's basketball plays tonight against Central Michigan. Your thoughts?
Jesus, one you got to win. One you got to win. You're down to about, 10 days or something before Wisconsin. Number 13, number 12 comes to town. You got to win these games. You got to win Central Michigan.
And on a storm front, congratulations to Phoenix Copley, the USHL goaltender of the week, and Tim Bonner, the co-offensive player of the week, as they go into the holiday break on a three-game winning streak. And we go in to the last moment of the Doug and Daddy show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. You give us a buzz, we'll ask you a trivia question. If you get it right, the $25 gift card is yours just in time for Christmas. Get your turkeys, get your hams, get your party platters, get your deli trays, all there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats. 888-455-3776 is the phone number for today's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So give us a buzz, and we'll get things rolling here. Daddy, you had something?
I've got.
How'd your picks go this weekend? We didn't get to that yesterday.
We were 0-2. We were 0-2, and I said that the. And I said that the Pittsburgh State would probably win by 2 touchdowns. So I guess technically I would have hit the Division II game right on the head. But nonetheless, I went 0-2. I took Tennessee, and they got beat by Indianapolis. And then I took the Packers, I believe. Just terrible.
Let's go to the phone lines for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Ron.
Ron, we've been talking a lot about South Carolina and Nebraska football today. Daddy, let's go with your question first because I like it.
Okay, Steve Spurrier was the head coach of the Florida Gators between 1990 and 01. He has now played this former alma mater, Georgia, 7 times. How many times did he beat him?
What? Florida.
How many times did South Carolina beat Florida under Steve Spurrier's watch?
2.
That is incorrect. Thank you for calling. 888-455-3776.
Let's stay on the phone lines on the Doug and Daddy Show with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with?
This is Dean.
Dean, South Carolina played Nebraska in 1986 and 1987. I want you to listen to Nebraska's non-conference schedule in 1986. Florida State, Illinois, Oregon, South Carolina. How many of those 4 non-conference teams were ranked in the top 25 when Nebraska played them? Florida State, Illinois, Oregon, South Carolina, 1986. How many of those 4 teams were ranked in the top 25 when Nebraska played them?
2.
Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776 for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
John.
John. Nebraska in 1987. Their non-conference schedule was Utah State, UCLA, Arizona State, and South Carolina. How many of those 4 were ranked in the top 25 when Nebraska played them?
All of them.
Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Todd.
Todd. Nebraska, South Carolina, we just had Todd Ellis, who was the quarterback of that game in 1987. He talked about how they had the lead, which they did, at 21-13. How they knocked out Steve Taylor, which they did, and Cleet Blakeman came in as the backup quarterback. And Nebraska rallied for a 30-21 victory behind this starting running back. Who was the running back in that game for the Huskers?
Keith Jones.
That is correct.
Oh.
Keith Endzone Jones bringing it home. Congratulations. A $25 gift card coming your way. Hey, hang on the line. Jeff will give you the information on how to get your $25 gift card and have a great Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Hey, thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Excellent Husker knowledge there.
There
because
you go. Keith Endzone Jones, one of the greatest of all time. Daddy, the answer to your question.
Answer to my question was he's played Florida 7 times since taking over South Carolina. He is 3-4 after this season. He was 2-4 heading in. They defeated Florida 17-12. And so he's 3-4 against South Carolina.
In 1986, Nebraska played Florida State, Illinois, Oregon, and South Carolina. Only Florida State was ranked in the top 25. They were 11th when Nebraska beat them 34-17. And in 1987, Nebraska played Utah State, UCLA, Arizona State, and South Carolina. UCLA and Arizona State were ranked UCLA 3rd and Arizona State 12th when Nebraska played them in 1987.
Well, we're going to get out of here and finish off another show. But Todd Ellis today. Good, solid guess. A lot of Gamecock knowledge. You've been around a long time. Leading passer. 953 yards.
Hey, we want to thank Todd Ellis for joining us on the show today. Damon Day, UNK baseball coach. Also, congratulations to Sandy Creek's Russ Neinmeyer. Career win number 500 over the weekend. I just had to say, good Lord, Russ, you won like 100 in a row. What took you so long? Russ Neinmeyer, congratulations with that. Kearney Lexington basketball tonight right here on ESPN Radio, 6 o'clock. the doubleheader gets underway. Tomorrow on the program, our Loper Link with the athletic director at UNK, John McBride. Also, Matt Buttermore, the new head volleyball coach at Hastings College, will have us on the show tomorrow as well.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're looking for an extended week of bull talk next week. We're going to have for Steve Simple just to see what Bill Polini said to him after practice day and more. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.